Hey, Mighty Warrior, you know the great John Wesley once said that if you give him 300 men who fear nothing but God, hate nothing but sin, and are determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified, he said he would set the world on fire. Do you know that one quote changed my life? Because after hearing it, God immediately gave me a vision to build a team of 300 men who would change the world for Christ. But I didn't realize it at the time that a man is the hardest thing to reach. And if you don't believe me, just ask any pastor or men's ministry leader or even a wife. Now, due to the success of our Real Men Connect podcast, we've managed to reach and teach men all over the world in 43 countries and still counting. But John Wesley knew when he spoke those famous words, just like Jesus did, that there's a huge difference between attracting a passive crowd of men and recruiting a committed team of men. So we decided to launch the Real Men 300. The Real Men 300 is an opportunity for you to join an exclusive team of men who've agreed to financially partner with Real Men Connect to be personally mentored, supported, and coached so they can be professionally trained and equipped to mentor, support, and disciple the next generation of men for Christ. So we want to personally help you grow in Christ while you're supporting us in ministry. We're a nonprofit organization and we rely heavily on your financial support. So we're asking you to consider partnering with us by giving at least $30 a month, that's only a dollar a day, to help us help you be the man God called and created you to be. To give or to find out more, just go to realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com and join the 300 today. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are willing and ready. That's it. Real men are willing and ready. You know, Judges 7:2 says, "The Lord said to Gideon, 'The people who are with you are too many for me to give Midian into your hands. For Israel would become boastful, saying, My own power has delivered me.'" Now guys, this verse is referring to Gideon's army of the 300 chosen men. You've probably read this scripture before, or at least heard about the story. Gideon started out with 32,000 men as they prepared to battle 135,000 Midianites. Now, if you've been on my website or in our social media community on Real Men University, then you know that this chapter has very special meaning to me. As I seek to pursue the vision that God has given me to build an army of 300 men who will change the world for Christ. You know, the great John Wesley once said that you give me just 300 men who fear nothing but God, hate nothing but sin, and claim to know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified, and will change the world. I love that quote. That's become the mission and vision of Real Men Connect and my personal pursuit since I accepted the call to go into full-time ministry over 3 years ago. And when God impressed the number of 300 men on my heart, I gotta tell you, I thought initially that that goal was too small. Now, I've spoken to more than 300 men in 1 hour, seen more than 3,000 men in a month, and we have more than 300,000 men who have downloaded our podcast, and we just surpassed 500,000 this month. So I didn't understand why God only said 300. But after 3 years, I now see why. Because John Wesley made that quote because he knew that finding 300 men who are committed to being followers of Jesus, not just fans, who would choose suffering over sinning, and who would pick the cross over comfort are hard to find. I've truly been humbled by men's ministry. But as I read in chapter 7 in Judges, the Holy Spirit drew my attention not just to why God significantly reduced the size of Gideon's army, but rather how God chose to do it. Now, the why is quite obvious because God explicitly told Gideon the reason why he wanted to reduce his army so he wouldn't want Gideon and his men to go around trying to take credit for the victory. God didn't want Gideon and his men to go around saying, after the victory, we did it. But how God chose to reduce the size of Gideon's army spoke to my spirit more than anything else. God wanted to show Gideon the men who were willing and ready to fight and go to war with him. Now, you have to understand that Gideon had recruited these men, not God. But God wanted to choose the men who were worthy of standing and walking in victory with Gideon. And God chose to do it in two ways. First, God wanted Gideon to check and see who were willing to fight with him by having Gideon find out who were actually afraid to fight. In other words, God wanted to see which men were more fearful of losing their life than focused on winning the battle. And this simple test resulted in Gideon losing 22,000 men, leaving him with only 10,000 who were willing and not afraid to fight. And secondly, God knew that Gideon's army was still too large, so he decided to test the remaining men by seeing who would be ready to fight, not just willing. Now, this next test was to see what men were more concerned about their comfort and convenience rather than combat. Now, God asked Gideon to separate the men based on who would lap their water from their hands as they stood to take a drink, and those who would kneel down on the ground so they could drink from a sitting position. And God told Gideon to keep the men who stood to drink and to let go of those men who kneeled down to drink. Now, this odd test reduced Gideon's army down to only 300 men. Now, initially, I thought this was a strange test until I thought deeper about it. Think about it. A man who is standing up is always in a fighting position. He's aware, he's prepared, and he's focused on his surroundings. But a man who is kneeling is in a vulnerable position. He's unaware and he's unprotected. His vision and his sight are limited because he's not in a good position to see what's going on around him. Now, I gotta confess, I don't really know if this is the real reason why God did it this way, but it sure makes sense because God is always searching for men who are ready for combat, not those who lack courage looking for comfort and convenience. Even if it means allowing the enemy to outnumber you, in Gideon's case, 400-1. Because sometimes we may have to go against the odds in order to glorify God, which means we have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So as I read the scripture in my quiet time and I examined my own challenges with building a modern day version of Gideon's army with my Real Men 300, I asked God to show me the areas in my own life that I need to examine, change, and refocus. And on this week on the Real Men Check-In, I want you to examine the battle that God has called you to fight. And it could be on your job, in your business, in your community, at your children's school, or maybe even at your church. As for me and Real Men Connect, the Holy Spirit immediately revealed to my heart that no matter how excited I am about the vision or the battle, not everyone can come along for the ride. I need to ask and check with God for wisdom and discernment to know who is willing and ready to stick and stand beside me when it's time to fight. God also wanted you and me to remember that the battle is never ours, it's His. So even when we claim victory over it, we won't be able to take credit for it. We'll know that He did it. So all we have to do is give Him praise for it. Also, God wants us to know that when He reduces the size of your social circle or your army, He wants you to know that it's for a reason, for a good reason. See, every person you try to hold on to isn't worth keeping. You don't have to fight against those who are afraid to fight. Just let them go and trust God with the odds. Because remember, real men are always willing and ready to fight. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love sharing podcasts with you because they bless my heart and they bless my spirit. And I pick them at random, so who knows, if you submit a podcast review, I may read yours on the air, but I have to share this one with you. This is a review from Serene Faith. That's his ID name. And he wrote this, and he gave us a 5-star review. He says, "This podcast has blown my mind. It's been exactly what I've been looking and praying for. I've never had men pour into me. I grew up without my biological dad, and I had a stepdad that wasn't saved and drank a lot. I feel like listening to these conversations are a way of me catching up on years of missing out on crucial lessons on how to be a man. It's changed me and it's continuing to change me. I now have a son and this podcast has helped me pour even more into his life. This podcast is essential to listen to as a Christian man. Thanks, Joe." And thank you, Serene Faith, for blessing me with that great review on iTunes. I really appreciate it. Man, that is like food for my soul. And men, you know that Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible, terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out RealMenConnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's RealMenConnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.